ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 46 श्लोक नंबर 6। धारयन्ति अतिकृच्छ्रेण प्रायः प्राणान कंतचन प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मका। धारयन्ति अतिकृच्छ्रेण प्रायः प्राणान कंचन प्रत्यागमन संदेश बालवयो में मद आत्मिका। धारयन्ति अतिकृच्छ्रेण प्रायः प्राणान कथांचन प्रत्यागमम संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मिका। धारयन्ति कृष्णेन प्रयप्रणान कतञ्चन प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मिका। धारयन्ति अतिकृष्णेन प्रायः प्राणान् कथञ्चन प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मिका। धारयन्ति अतिकृच्छ्रेण प्रायः प्राणान् कथञ्चन प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मिका। माताजी धारयन्ति अतिकृष्णेन प्रायः प्राणान् कथञ्चन प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लव्यो मे मद आत्मिका। Translation and purport by humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dharayanti, they hold on, atikruchrena, with great difficulty, praya, barely, pranan, to their lives, kathanchana, somehow, prati agamana of return, sandeshe by the promises, ballavya the cowherd women, me, mine, mat atmika who are fully dedicated to me. Simply because I have promised to return to them, my fully devoted cowherd girlfriends struggle to maintain their lives somehow or other. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, although the gopis of Vrindavan were apparently married, their husbands actually had no contact whatsoever with their supremely attractive qualities of form, taste, fragrance, sound, touch and so on. Rather, their husbands merely presumed, these are our wives. In other words, by Lord Krishna's spiritual potency, the gopis existed entirely for His pleasure and Krishna loved them in the mood of a paramour. In fact, The gopis were manifestations of Krishna's internal nature, his supreme pleasure potency, and on the spiritual platform they attracted the Lord by their pure love. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna's parents in Vrindavan, had also attained a most exalted state of love for Krishna, and they too could barely maintain their lives in his absence. Thus, Uddhav would also give special attention to them. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padankitam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. It is the most exalted Shastra in entire creation. And to speak on such exalted matter about pure love between the Supreme Lord and His pure devotees is even more difficult. And the most difficult is to sit on this most exalted place from where we have heard from the mouth of pure-hearted devotees for years and years together. But in this almost impossible task, there is a great solace. That solace in this uncomfortable task is to repeat whatever you have heard or you have read from the pure-hearted, most exalted Vaishnavas. When you have to repeat the same thing, there is a great solace. So today I am humbly going to submit in front all of this august assembly of Vaishnava whatever I have heard and whatever I have read on this particular topic. So in this particular shloka, certain words, as you know, krucrena, ati krucrena, with great difficulty, this word comes again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam in different aspects when devotees are in great difficulty. And similar words like with great difficulty, barely, somehow, you know, dhayanti, to hold on, ati krucrena, with great difficulty, prayah, barely, kathanchana, somehow, pranam, to their lives. Somehow devotees were holding on to their lives because Krishna had promised them that one day He will return. This whole episode begins in the Kamsa's palace in the dark night of fortnight of Falgun Ekadashi. This is the night when Kamsa sends Akrura with her dark plan in the dark city of Mathura under the demonic mentality of Kamsa, to get back that dark complexion boy from Vrindavan to relieve the darkness over Mathura, but to set Vrindavan in an eternal darkness. When Akrura, as we all know, that wonderful journey of Akrura in tremendous anticipation of meeting Lord Krishna and Balram in the Holy Dham, how he reaches in the evening at the time of Godhuli, he falls at the feet of Lord's markings on the ground, and then he meets his dearmost Krishna and Balram, and then with all Vaishnava etiquette, he is taken inside his house. First news is received by Nanda Baba, and for Nanda Baba it was like a thunderbolt. However, being in a responsible position, he was a chief of the entire Gokul Brajbasis, Vrindavan Brajbasis. His responsibility masked the response to this tragic reality temporarily. Nanda Baba was a Dhir Purush. He was trained to act with a responsibility. And although the terror had already struck, but it took some time, under the guise of his responsibility, he could not express the tremendous heartbreaking event in his own expression. The second most, first to come to know about this most terrifying news was Mother Yashoda. As soon as Mother Yashoda came to know that Krishna and Balram, her two most precious jewels, were going to leave Vrindavan tomorrow, she became just like a cow is about to lose her calf, and how a cow will bellow helplessly. Just in the same way, Yashoda Maiya started bellowing. She started arguing. She started putting reasons in front of Nanda Baba not to send Krishna and Balram. And while she was arguing continuously with Nanda Baba, simultaneously she was trying to hide Krishna somewhere or other. First, she tried to hide Krishna behind curtains. Then, she took Krishna within the closets. And in the end, Yashoda Mai took Krishna behind the deity of Varahadev. Whole night, Yashoda Mai will go from one place to other place, thinking how Krishna can escape this come tomorrow morning's travel. Only thing in this particular time was that, surprisingly, the same naughty Krishna, same chanchal Krishna, is described that all her mother's tries, when she was attempting to hide Krishna, Krishna was completely docile. Mother will take him to a closet, to the curtain, to Varahadev, and Krishna, like a humble, docile child, will follow wherever mother would try to hide him. However, Mother Yashoda today realized that during Damodar Leela, she utilized the ropes of entire 9 lakh cows, and when that did not work out, she utilized the ropes of all the calves to tie her own calf. But she was unsuccessful. Somehow, destiny today was repeating the same cruel pastime. Mother Yashoda would not be able to hold on to Krishna today, even if she tries to use the ropes of entire universe. Finally, words of Nanda Baba came for her rescue and pacified her little bit. Nanda Baba told her, "Yashoda, don't worry. Krishna will return. Krishna will surely return. And Krishna is not going alone. Krishna is going with senior coward boys. He is finishing his work, and coward boys and myself, we will personally bring Krishna back." And that, those words held her fragile lifeline. Her fragile lifeline rested entirely on the words of her husband that Krishna will return. Now, as it is said, bad news spread quickly. And no wonder that Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan, this terrifying news started spreading like a wildfire. First, Vrijvasis became numb with the effect of this bad news. And after the effect of this bad news gradually started getting ripened, its consequences started to fructify. It is said that when the bad news consequences fructify, the consequences of those bad news spread much faster than the bad news itself. Whenever there is a trauma, there is an accident, suppose somebody is traveling by a vehicle and keeps his or her hand out, and something very fast, very high velocity thing stucks to somebody's elbow, first reaction is no reaction, because that part has become numb. You don't feel anything. And after some time, when you see, and you see the ghastly picture of no skin, flesh, blood and bone, at that time the news, bad news, gets ripened. You realize what has happened. And then the consequences of that bad act, bad trauma, started to fructify. And then the whole gamut of reaction develops from the person who is traumatized and the person who are part, who see who, that particular trauma. Similarly, initially Krishna leaves, that trauma made everybody numb. Gradually things started taking its place and the reality started coming down. As we saw how Yashoda Maiya behaved in this helpless situation. All the Gopals, Brajvasi Gopals, they were initially terrified. Simply terrified. The color of their turbans faded. Their complexion waned and their eyes started crying. All around Vrindavan, even the inanimate objects like stone, wood and clay pots, they started crying and ultimately they cracked. They cracked along with the hearts of all the Brijvasis. Generally at this time of Naichaitra in the night, Vrindavan is very pleasant because it is filled with nocturnal pastimes of Lord Hari. But today's night was different. The moon refused to rise, the same moon on the day of Lord's birth. Even though it was not a full moon, moon appeared as a full moon because Lord was going to take birth in his dynasty. But today, moon disappeared from the night. He refused to rise. Stars faded. The entire environment, the ether, was pervaded with the sound of grief. Wind stopped completely. The only sign of a wind was that fickle breathing in fainted Brajvasis and heavy breathing in the Brajbasis who were lamenting. Yamuna was overfilled. She was not overfilled with the joy, but she was overfilled with the tears of humans, animals, birds alike. And she was filled with the lamentation that Lord Hari is going to leave very soon. Morning sun arose, and Brijvasi were praying, let this sun not rise today. Let this dream that Krishna is going to leave break very fast, and then we begin our normal daily activity of serving Lord Krishna. Somehow, but sun arose. Sun lifted the veil of darkness, but sun could not lift the darkness and the gloom from the heart of Brijvasis. Sun could dry the morning dew from the petals and the leaves, but sun could not dry the tears of Brijvasis' eyes. And whole Nandigram, the mount of Nandigram, was filled with the water. There was no rainy season, but it was filled with the water coming from the oceanic tears of Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, and Brajvasi. The scene was extremely heart-wrenching. Morning, when Krishna was leaving, Akruji performed his daily duty, Lord and Balramji both performed their duty, and they were about to climb on the chariot, and it is described, heart-wrenching scene. No wonder. Why? Because today, Vrindavan's soul was being taken away by Akrurji himself. As we all know, what was the situation of cowherd girls? Somebody was acting erratically as if they were maddened. Some gopis became unconscious. Somebody became very angry. Somebody broke the leaves of the plants, trees, and started beating horses, horsemen, and Akruji. And somebody thought, many coward girls thought, rather than being crushed every day under the wheel of day and night from separation from Lord Krishna, it is better to get crushed under the wheel of the Lord's chariot. This was the highest form of intense remembrance of Lord Hari. It was a Smriti Sukh. The highest form of Smriti Sukh, that is a Smriti of Lord Hari. Lord is going to leave. What will happen? Generally in the material world, the living entity, they always remain in a Vismriti Dukha. They are always in a forgetfulness of the Lord. And that's why they are always in pain. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written, Krishna bhuli sei jiva anadi bahirmukha, ata eva maya tare deya samsara dukha. So living entity is always in a vismriti dukha. But there is another dukha also is there. Smriti sukh, vismriti dukha, and there is another smriti dukha. The demoniac mentality, like Kamsa, who was always remembering Krishna, but he was not experiencing joy. He was experiencing extreme pain. So demoniac mentality, although they remember Krishna, they are always in great pain and anxiety. So Krishna is about to leave. The chariot is leaving. First the whole chariot is thin, then the chariot is becoming smaller, smaller and smaller, and then it becomes like a small dot, and then nothing but the Brajraj, which is left behind by the hooves of the horses. How Brajvasis, they survived the separation from Supreme Lord Shri Krishna? Here Krishna writes, simply because I have promised to return home, my fully devoted cowherd girls, the cowherd girlfriends, struggle to maintain their lives somehow. First, they could survive their in their body was that hope that Krishna will come. Second, Acharya say, they got a strength from the chanting of the holy name. Third, they thought that if they leave Krishna, if they leave their body, then Krishna will be most displeased. And the fourth reason why they survived, it is mentioned by Acharyas, that a pond which is filled with water and which has got so many tortoises, they joyfully swim in that water, filled, cool water of the pond. But in the summer season, when the heat of the summer evaporates that entire water body, tortoises, they take shelter into the mud. They somehow survive by taking shelter in the mud. Similarly, in this summer of separation of Lord Krishna, the entire water in this viraha tap, the pond of their heart, completely became dried. And their prana kurma, their soul, took shelter in the mud of one particular word, one particular sentence, I will return. So the soul of Brajvasis survived because of this one particular promise which Krishna said, gave, that I will return. Vrindavan in absence of Krishna was like a volcano. Acharyas mentioned that volcano of separation, the separation from Krishna was like a undercurrent, subterranean massive force underneath the volcano. Srimati Radharani was the center of that force. Gopis were the crater of that force. Brajvasis were the mountain of that volcano. And the dust which arises from that volcano was the grief, was in the form of the ash. And the hot molten lava which volcano brings out was the hot tears of Vrajvasi's eyes. This was the situation of Vrindavan. After Kamsa was killed, before Kamsa was killed, we saw just now the extreme degree of separation when Krishna left. There was a similar incident, similar tearful separation took place after Kamsa was killed. When Kamsa was about to be killed, all Brajvasis, headed by Nanda Baba, they went to arena of this fight. And everyone was in great anxiety, were watching the fight between the great Chanur and Mustika, and ultimately they saw that Krishna had killed Kamsa. And Mathura Vasi was in great joy. But there was some section of audience who was not at all happy. That was our Vrajvasis. They came to Krishna after the fight was over and told Krishna, Krishna, Kamsa is killed. Let us go back to Vrindavan immediately. We have brought all the gifts. Let's go. But here, Vasudev and Devaki Maiya were there. Krishna still had to fulfill the promise of being with Devaki Maiya and Vasudev. And Nanda Baba was in great pain. He was telling Krishna, Krishna, how can I see the fact that you are staying in somebody's house? There was another great thunderbolt in his heart that Krishna was not his son, but it was Vasudev and Devaki's son. And Krishna was again and again and again telling Nanda Baba, I am your and Yashoda Maiya's son. Please believe me. I will come very soon. I will just finish few more demons and I'll come. Sri Rama came into the picture. Sri Rama said, Krishna, when we play hide and seek, even for a moment when you hide behind a tree, we almost die in your separation. How do you expect us to live away from leaving you behind such a long place? And how do you expect us to live for such a long time away from you? Nanda Baba told Krishna, Krishna, if I return without you, what face I will show to Nanda Yashoda Maiya? What face I will show it to Brajvasi? At that time, Krishna could not hold his resolve of not to go back. And out of utter desperation, he held on to Nanda Baba's lotus feet with tears, just like somebody holds on to boat in the middle of a thunderstorm. That time, Vasudev, quickly using intelligence, brought lot of gifts to Krishna, and to Krishna to give it to Nanda Baba and Brijvasis. And now, all the Brijvasis, they realized that Krishna is not going to come back. Krishna has to get his Upanayana, Krishna has to go to school under Sandipani Muni Ashram. And then when Brajvasis started living with the bullock carts, when Krishna left Vrindavan, it was Brijvasis who were staring at the rath getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And here now Krishna, with tears in his eyes, he was watching the bullock carts getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. The bulls, they were shaking their majestic horns and with tears looking towards Krishna. And that time, Nanda Baba was looking in the direction of a north pole. That direction, without blinking his eyes, he was looking at the beautiful Krishna Rupi Dhruv Nakshatra. That one day, he had only one nakshatra, that is Krishna Rupi Nakshatra. One day his son will return. Just like a very rich man trying to prove the purity of his gold ornament, puts that ornament into fire. Similarly, to reveal the unparalleled love of Brijvasis for Krishna, Hari placed his most beloved associates into this fire of separation. When Nanda Baba returned, all Brijvasis, they came back trying to reclaim their life breath. Krishna was their life breath, but sadly they saw empty caravan and empty chariot. Nanda Baba was feeling so grief in his heart that for 3 days, 3 nights, he did not come out. And ultimately when he realized that if he does not come out, Brajvasis will leave their body, he came out and again repeated that same promise that Krishna is going to come very soon. Krishna will come. And then he gave them the gifts which Krishna had personally given to these all Brajvasis. And what did Brijvasis do? Just like a gambler, when a gambler has lost everything but a few penny, and he puts that penny itself trying to win in the hope against hope, he tries to win his entire wealth. Similarly, Brijvasis, who had lost everything, with this little new hope that Krishna may come, they took those gifts, thinking that the day when Krishna will come, we'll wear these gifts and we'll show to Krishna. Vasudev, as we saw, he was the head of the family, head of the whole cowherd clan. But how he spent his days in absence of Krishna. He used to think, does Krishna remember us? Does he remember cows, calves, Govardhan, us? He saved so many times, all of us. He saved us from the fire. And now, when we are in fire of this great separation, which is consuming everyone, why is not saving us from this fire of separation? He says, Sarva naha shithila kriya. All my activities, all activities of Brajvasi became stopped. Nanda Baba says that cruel Kansa not only imprisoned Nanda Baba, Devaki Maiya and Vasudev, but he has, by taking Krishna from Vrindavan, he has imprisoned us also. In this house of prison house, there are huge metal chains of separation from Krishna, from which we cannot free ourselves. The form of his remembrance is like a huge metal doors, and all his paraphernalia